man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Here, turn that big light up.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes
and homemade wine.
Boy can survive.
Hey, we're surviving up here in North Dakota. Just the first hint of temperatures cooling off today. And so we'll have a week of about 60, in the low 60s, but still, winter has not arrived. May it tarry. It is October 6th, 2023. This is James Kelso, and you're listening to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. We're on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m., as you know, and you can call in 512 area code down there in Round Rock, Texas, 248-8252. All right, let me get myself all situated here. Here on a fine Friday. Let's take a look at, first of all, let's take a look at Donald Trump's itinerary, his schedule. Let me refresh it. This is yesterday's look. He's got four events, as we mentioned yesterday. Tomorrow, he's going to be in Iowa at, let me just look at the town again here. It is in Waterloo, Iowa. And then later in the day, he's going to be in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You lucky Iowans. And I'll bet you there will be some people who, between that event at Waterloo at 1:30, managed to hustle over to Cedar Rapids for the second event. Well, that's lucky. Then Donald Trump will take Sunday off. Monday, he jets off to Wolfboro, New Hampshire. And so what the president's doing, of course, he's loading up those early primary states, South Carolina, Nevada, New Hampshire, Iowa. And he's going to clobber. He's going to clobber the opposition. All right, let us look at the news. And I have an array of computers around me here. Oh, this was I think I may be able to get back to this. Let's go to Truth Social.com for truth. What was Superman's motto? Fighting for, I know it ends with the American way. That's what Donald Trump's motto is. Truth was in there somewhere, I think. All right. Well, here we are at Truth Social and fighting for the American way. Faster than a speeding locomotive. Or was it a speeding bullet? Taller than a skyscraper, there's Donald Trump. All right. Those were the days. I remember watching Superman, little black and white TV. He was a little bit chubby, that first Superman. He was not on a keto diet. He was a little bit, he was not ripped, but he was a great guy, Clark Kent. Okay, here's a big story. And the president links this from a guy that some of you are more familiar with than I am, D.C. Drano. I've kind of seen him in passing, guy with a nice red Scottish beard. D.C. Drano, the president reposts him with this message, and he posted it 3 hours ago, his most recent post. Breaking: New York appeals court stops Judge Engoron. What an idiot, Engoron. Stops his Engoron's ruling that forced Trump Organization to cancel business certificates and appoint receivers. Civil trial can still proceed. Now, folks, let me give you the horror of this creep, Engoron. He has taken it upon himself, this former cab driver. He ordered the Trump Organization, he canceled their business certificates, appointed receivers for their organizations, forbade them from doing business in New York. New York is their base. This is where everything Trump started. This is in the absence of a trial, not even allowing a trial, not even with or without a jury. Engoron just issued his diktat, his communist. This is, folks, this is pure communism. And I'll tell you what, this will be my theme tonight. I want you to listen to Stephen Bannon. I want you to listen to Posobiec. I want you to listen to Charlie Kirk. These geniuses get it, that this is a communist coup has taken place. America has been taken by the communist rats like Engoron. And it's not coming. It's not. Charlie Kirk on his show today, he talked about this. He said, I wonder how many Americans even know who Alexander Solzhenitsyn is. He says what they don't know is what Solzhenitsyn was telling us. What he told the Harvard graduates when they made a mistake and they invited him to give a commencement speech. And he shocked them when he said, hey, all you Americans, fat and lazy, sitting out there at your commencement, at your fancy pants Harvard graduation, guess what? You're headed straight for hell. Your country is going down the rat hole. It's the same rat hole I wrote about in the Gulag Archipelago and his other books. Don't do it. And, Solzhenitsyn's gone and forgotten. So, let me see, what does the president post? He says, this is a very humiliating ruling for Attorney General Letitia James and Judge Engoron. Yes, a phony judge and a phony attorney general, and both of them phony attorneys, and both of them should have their law licenses lifted, both should be disbarred for what they have done, not for my opinion, for what they have done in their perversion of the law. Here's what Eric Trump has to say about it, reposted by his dad. We thank the appellate division for staying the New York Attorney General's and Judge Engoron's overzealous attempt to cancel our New York business certificates. Judge Engoron's order erroneously sought to adjudicate the rights of non-party business entities that employ nearly 1,000 hardworking New Yorkers, have never been accused of any wrongdoing, and were never given their day in court. in clear violation of their fundamental constitutional rights and due process. Well, and of course, Eric and his dad are, they'll be the first to tell you now, we don't have any constitutional rights and we don't have any due process. This is a communist dictatorship right now. And this is what Bannon and Posobiec and Kirk were urging their audience. They're saying, folks, wake up and smell the coffee. We have hit communism. It's here. It's not coming. It's not a threat or a danger. We are living in a communist dictatorship. We're living in a police state. Okay, let's go down. More posts from the president. And what was interesting was the dynamic today of Steve Bannon. He was chewing out Jim Jordan. That's right. And, you know, I've lauded Jim Jordan on this show, you know, since I first heard his name as being super patriot. You know, he's the best. He's great. And the guys who really get it, Bannon, Kirk, Posobiec, they're on another level, even from Jim Jordan. And so they were chewing out Jim Jordan today because Jim Jordan is starting to sound like he's getting that old rhino Republican sound of business as usual. And Bannon was saying, Jim, no, it's not business as usual. You guys have had control of the House for 9 months, and you've had your investigative committees, one of which you chair, Jim Jordan. And what have you accomplished? Nothing. Nothing. And this is what the Matt Gaetz rebellion was all about. Matt Gaetz, the heart of his rebellion was the principle, the recognition, the honesty. Stop talking. You McCarthyites, stop talking about anything. I don't want to hear you. You haven't done anything. You've had the House for 9 months. No stopping of the invasion. No stopping of the Fed. No stopping of a $33 trillion deficit. You have the power of the purse. You can slam the brakes on. You didn't even tap the brakes. You didn't even downshift. You've got pedal to the metal, and you're in control of the purse strings in the House. And you're driving America straight off the cliff. Go to hell. That's what Bannon was saying. That was Kirk was saying and Posobiec were saying. And they got it right. And they're saying, Jordan, wake up. Get your butt in gear. Start playing hardball. The flower, the fancy, you know, embarrassing witnesses. That's just at this point, that's not the action that we need. Making points, not the action we need. We need search warrants. We need subpoenas. We need convictions. We need indictments. We need people in striped suits breaking rocks. And you guys have the power to do it. We need Bannon, Kirk, and that'll be my trio for tonight here. They were chewing out somebody I've lauded on this show. Mark Levin. I've sung the praises of Mark Levin on the show. They're saying, no, Mark, no. And I'll read you an essay by somebody. I'll read it to you. And he says, I normally, like Kelso, I praise Mark Levin. But Levin, you're not playing hardball. and Newt Gingrich. He lumps Levin and Gingrich together. Oh, and here's what he's excoriating them for. Both Levin and Gingrich are pounding on Matt Gaetz. They're saying this was horrible that Matt Gaetz got McCarthy, got his ass kicked out of the speakership. They're saying this is horrible. No, it's not horrible. Matt Gaetz is going on reality. This is communism. We're getting screwed. The country is being terminated. Five alarm fire. Kevin McCarthy and Mark Levin. No, this was not a bad idea. Newt Gingrich. No, this is not the country club etiquette you're used to, Newt Gingrich. This is smash mouth. McCarthy, you screwed up. You lied. Get out of here. Take a hike. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Very nice. That Matt Gaetz. And here's what Bannon said to Jim Jordan. He said, Jim Jordan, if you become the speaker and you appoint the committee chairman, you make Matt Gaetz the head of a key committee, an investigative committee, a committee that can get people thrown in jail. You put Matt Gaetz there. And forget this effort to muzzle Matt Gaetz. Forget it. Matt Gaetz is the real man on the scene. Matt Gaetz is the one who we need him as the Speaker of the House. But Steve Bannon is saying, Jim Jordan, you give Matt Gaetz power and you give him free rein. And you stand back and let Matt Gaetz take them all to school. All right, so let's go to school ourselves here. I'm going over here and just look, check my board here to see if I got any messages. No, I don't. All right. Here's an amazing one. Speaking of the speaker, the president put this up 4 hours ago. This is from Express in UK. Donald Trump is America's favorite pick for next Speaker of the House. Bombshell poll. Okay, I haven't seen this. I got to look at this. What is this? Okay. Please don't be behind a paywall. Oh, the Express is going to do that to us. Yeah. I'll hit accept, see if that blows. There we go. Donald Trump is America's favorite pick. And give me my screen back for next speaker. Donald Trump has ruled out taking the role as U.S. Speaker, but a new poll reveals Americans back him to replace Kevin McCarthy. A clear majority of Americans have said they want Donald Trump to be the next Speaker of the House. After the GOP's Kevin McCarthy made history by being the first speaker to be deposed, an exclusive poll for the Daily Express U.S. has revealed that Americans want Trump to be named as his successor. This is great. Let's get the numbers. The former president, who is the front runner in a bid to take back the White House from the Biden administration, has the backing of 47% against 46 no's, I guess, to be the next speaker, according to the latest Democracy Institute Express U.S. poll. So this is wonderful news. It just shows the left is freaking out because Donald Trump, the American people, the mass of American people have realized Donald Trump is their savior. He's going to save the ship. If anybody can do it, it's Donald Trump. And it's an open question, of course. The reason there's so much desperation and urgency in this American public is because that is an open question. Is it too late? Can any captain save the ship with this many holes in it? The poll revealed that 58% of the American people think they were better off under Trump's presidency. This is mind-boggling. In the same poll, 39% actually thought they were better off under Joe Biden. Now, there is your cult member. There is your delusional, commie, liberal, brainwashed social justice warrior who has complete immunity to facts and reality. If Vice President Kamala Harris was the Democrat candidate instead of Biden, Trump would win by an even bigger margin. He would whip Kamala Harris 52% to 41%. That, folks, that's a blowout. The Democracy Institute's Patrick Basham said, if Trump beats Joe Biden in their seemingly inevitable rematch, he will owe black men for his return to the Oval Office. Let me repeat that. He will owe black men for his return to the Oval Office. For the past 3 years, this is Patrick Basham speaking, these voters, black voters, have been moving away from Biden and towards Trump in unprecedented numbers. Both Democracy Institute and Express U.S. polling and surveys by the leading independent pollster Richard Barris identified in 2020 the rising tide of black support for Trump's reelection campaign. Crucially, they currently support Trump in greater numbers and even greater enthusiasm than they did 3 years ago when Trump broke all the records for gaining a black vote for a Republican. There are more working class Trump voters today than in 2020 because the coalition of angry voters is expanding rapidly. Okay, that's a new phrase, isn't it? The coalition of angry voters. Is that an actual organization? I think it is, actually. All right. All right, let's go back to the president's posting again. And he has to answer these incredible bombs thrown at him by the communists. I'll skip a couple of these here because they're a little bit detailed. Let's go for the general here. Here's a post from Donald to Melania. He says 12 hours ago, great job, Melania. The children really love you. And this is one, I got this last year for Christmas. I ordered a Melania tree ornament designed by Melania for my tree. And that will go proudly back up on our tree here shortly when we put it back up. But now she's got another line for 2023 Christmas, and maybe I'll get another Melania ornament. It's let me just look at it. Well, it says it's gold and it's inlaid or enameled love, peace, and faith. Two different ones. Oh, three. Oh, here's one. I am very big in the model train motif. We have HO train layout here and all kinds of 1930s and 1940 cars on that train layout. Burlington Northern Santa Fe. And she's got one that's a choo-choo train. It would be beautiful on our tree. Celebrate Christmas with ornaments from her collection. I forgot what I paid. Here's another beautiful one with a USA superimposed a flag superimposed over the USA. Beautiful. All right. Here's the president again posting today on the subject of working America. Congratulations. Auto workers have now made electric vehicles, which will only be made in China and other faraway countries, their number one issue. Biden will never change, and if he does, it will all be changed back. Vote for Trump, we'll triple auto production. Yes. I bought an old school voltage regulator for my 1982 Ford Thunderbird today. And wow, the conversion to electric vehicles is going to be a catastrophe for the U.S. auto industry if it's allowed to be imposed upon us. Don't ever get hit by an electric vehicle, folks. They weigh like 30% to 50% more than the old cars because of that giant sled of batteries underneath. What a completely non-scientific cult fanaticism over electric vehicles. And working on my 82 Thunderbird, the thing, and that's not even the epitome of the easy to repair American car. 82 was, things were already starting to slide a little bit. Way too many vacuum lines and so on, trying to BS their way through ridiculous emissions standards. But it was still a real engine. And you could still put your car up on ramps, get under it, and you could work on your car. You could change your starter. You could put in a new fuel pump. You could put a new carburetor on. And all those things were cheap. They ran great. There's a nightmare coming, which is this impossibly complicated car that nobody can work on. And if you want to go, I looked online what it would charge to have an auto shop replace my voltage regulator. They said $200 to $500 to screw on a easy to plug in voltage regulator. Ouch. And of course this fits the communist agenda. They want to get you out of a car. This is America where you're free to drive. You can get in your car, drive across the country on a lark. And all of us of older age, we've all done that. We've all driven across the country on a lark. Only in America. They want this to be unimaginable. You can't get in a car and drive across the nation. You can't do that. You can't afford to do that with gasoline that's inexpensive. So they're going to make cars so complicated. These electric vehicles, so expensive that you, not, this is great. Steve Bannon identified this today brilliantly. You're the kulaks. You're the, and Posobiec called you the middle class. They want to get rid of you. You're too free. They want to make you go away. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Folks, we're back, and with the dogs running, and I'm looking here. There are these graphics on Donald Trump's channel at TruthSocial.com. They're just wonderful, and here's one. I mean, he's going through hell, but he's having as much fun as you could possibly have while you're going through hell. He is. He's got a picture he posted here. This is from the president posting this. It's a picture, it's Photoshop, of Camel Nose Harris. We're watching in this Photoshop shot. We see Joe Biden delivering a State of the Union address. And then behind him, sitting higher, are the Speaker of the House to the right and to the left, the president of the Senate, which is the job that the vice president holds, and that Mike Pence botched. Anyway, but in this picture, this is a Photoshop thing. You see Kamala Harris as the president of the Senate. You see Joe Biden gesticulating as the speaking president. But then in the speaker's chair, Donald Trump in this Photoshop has placed himself. And I don't know what he's doing. He's like doing like a monkey thing, like, you know, you know, he's got his tongue out and he's scratching his ribs like, you know, like, oh, my goodness. Oh, he's having fun. He's not afraid to do this. And he's really, let's talk about it. He's strong on Jim Jordan. And I've loved Jim Jordan from the first time I heard him speak. So I think Jim Jordan is definitely hearing people like Steve Bannon and Posobiec and Kirk. He's listening to them. And so I think the president has got it right. I think Jim Jordan is going to be a tremendous Speaker of the House. And then here's what the president puts up on that regard. This is Smash Mouth now. He says, he reposts this, if the facts play out, we'll head for an impeachment. There's a picture here of Jim Jordan staring down the disgusting Merrick Garland. I mean, what a name, what a face, what a phony, what a worm, what an un-American insult to our country. Merrick Garland. His voice, everything about him stinks. But in this picture, more Photoshop here, Jim Jordan, strong national champion wrestler from, I think he went to Ohio State, was only beaten once, and only that time by the man who went on to win the gold medal in the Olympics. So he knows how to compete Smash Mouth in the ring. And he's staring down Merrick Garland. And that's what we need. That's the action. We want an impeachment of Merrick Garland. We want him called a traitor. A traitor. He betrayed us. He betrayed the Constitution. He's not following the law. The law says you can't come into the United States unless you are allowed into the United States. You followed a complicated process of getting into the United States. Merrick Garland is just flipping all of that off. He's breaking the law. Not 10 counts. They've got on Donald Trump something like hundreds of counts of phony charges against Donald Trump. Merrick Garland, every illegal crossing the border with Merrick Garland's blessing and Mayorkas, his puppet, that's a count of treason. They are deliberately letting those people invade our country. That's treason. And they're now what? No one knows. Is it 10 million already? Okay, 10 million counts of treason on you, Merrick Garland. Yeah, count them. 10 million counts of treason. Okay, let's continue further down here. Incredible. Just with that picture of the president going, behind Biden at the State of the Union address, he says, let the meltdown begin. Here's another one the president posts. Don't let the media fool you into believing our president stands alone in this graphic. He's backed by an army of millions. Hey, that's us. So here's another one he puts up from a MAGA poster. So basically, the people who claimed Trump would crash the economy and start World War III have crashed the economy and started World War III. Now remember, the particular importance of these things is that Donald Trump is putting them up, and everyone is listening to Donald Trump. Here's Lauren Boebert. We love her. Proud to endorse Lauren Boebert, standing next to Jim Jordan, both of them giving a big thumbs up. Proud to endorse Jim Jordan for speaker. See if I can find some more of those. And it's just a cavalcade of posts. Here on Truth Social. And the, was it really going on Jim Jordan? Okay. I'm going down here. This is just an avalanche of posts. America needs Trump back to restore law and order. Here's another one. The president, again, the importance is that this is posted. If I saw this sign, I like it. Ditch Mitch McConnell. I love that. Anywhere that I saw that, I would stop and salute. Ditch Mitch McConnell. But it's Donald John Trump who's posting that. Ditch Mitch McConnell. Nobody's ever taken this weirdo on until Donald Trump came along. Mitch McConnell was untouchable. Everybody loved to get that money that he was funneling from Red China into your bank account, if you were a politician in D.C. Mitch McConnell was a piggy bank. Here's another one. 80-plus million MAGA patriots. Together, we will elect Trump for the third time. Right you are. So the here's a video of the invasion. And, you know, these are amazing. America is seeing these images of armies of people who are, you know, they don't look like America. They're not us. They're aliens. As far as the eye can see. Like something from a sci-fi movie set, you know, with a cast of thousands. It's something you'd last week, we are told, 250,000 apprehensions. What does an apprehension mean? That someone who is greeted at the border and offered the plane tickets, the cash, the vouchers, the food, the clothing, the paperwork, whatever they need. 250,000 of those last week. And, oh, don't just talk about how high the bar is on the graph. What about the trajectory? The trajectory is straight up. You ain't seen nothing yet. 250,000 is not the stop, the top. I mean, just imagine this. Where these people have all been, they're from all over the world. They're from Nigeria. They're from Somalia. They're from Sri Lanka. They're from Azerbaijan. They're from everywhere. And, of course, mountains of them from Mexico. They're from China. This is the biggest invasion ever in the history of the world. The biggest migration in the history of the world. And the American people don't want it. It's being done to us. We never asked for it. We loudly objected. But it's done nevertheless. That's why I say the communists have taken over. We're not running our own country. This isn't our will, our political will being expressed at the border. No, somebody else. Somebody else is running the show. And this is posted by the president, Matt Gaetz, Speaker of the House, 2023. He puts that up. You know, he welcomes that idea, too. Matt Gaetz for Speaker. Now, here's Steve Bannon. This is put up by the president. He's reposting Steve Bannon. This is the idea I was conveying. Steve Bannon writes, too early, lacking sufficient due diligence, we must ensure Jordan is not a clone of McCarthy. And that was Donald Trump putting that up. So he's listening to, remember, that was his right-hand man in the White House in 2017 in the White House, 2016 in the campaign. It was Kevin Bannon was the head of his brain trust. Let's hope that is how it is now. Let's hope the president is very attentive to the wisdom of Stephen Bannon. And here's an evidence right here. The president reposted Steve Bannon. And where did Steve Bannon post that on Truth Social? Yes, he did. 5 hours ago. And so this is going to be, you know, we've all had some very amazing shocks as to who is actually on our team. So this is going to sort out. This will shake out. Jim Jordan will rise to the occasion or not. But he's getting the scrutiny of the Bannons, the Posobics, and the Kirks. And they're not taking any BS. Okay, and I'm reading this all off of the president's site. Here's one person, people with doubts about Jim Jordan. Here's one. This is posted by the president. The president didn't write this, but he reposted it. I got Trey Gowdy 2.0 vibes with Jordan. Too much blowhard talk on Hannity and zero results. Remember Trey Gowdy, folks? Trey Gowdy. That's blowhard. He must have blow hard and blow dryer on that hair. Trey Gowdy, Mr. Tough Talk, who then is actually doing the work of the other side. All right, let's go all the way back to the top here. How does the president do this? I just went through, you know, hundreds of posts. We can only touch upon them. How many followers does the president have today? He's got whatever it is, it's not enough. 6.41 million followers. Needs to be growing. That graph needs to be rising more steeply. And Truth Social needs to grow.
Best
very big.
Life is still yet
I'll talk about that in a second.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times. really over for good. And I went rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag of the Liberty Bell.
Well, the, we're in our last segment of the last day of the week, and so we'll close it out here. We're looking forward to Donald Trump appearing twice in our almost neighboring state of Iowa. That'll be something for me tomorrow, and we'll come back to see you on Monday. We'll give you the score from that event Saturday, and then also from the event. We'll also have fresh for you the New Hampshire event on Monday when we talk next. So there was a bit of good news today, and that this communist Judge Engoron got slapped down. Letitia James looks like she's having a nervous breakdown, being exposed so incredibly, such an incredibly vile and incompetent lawyer. The Hillary Clinton today was on national TV saying that you, that's right, you out there in listener land, you need to be deprogrammed. You need to be strapped down to the table and waterboarded and deprogrammed. Yeah. Oh boy. You know, and I love it that people like Hillary Clinton are still around and that they're still dominating headlines. This is great. Well, the one thing I don't want to happen is for the left to be given the free pass of bringing in new people that nobody knows, so that our I want them to hang on to Joe Biden, hang on to Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, I want you to hang on to your vice presidential job. Don't resign. Don't become senator from California. Stay in there, because you know, patriots like you folks out in the audience, you've done a great job of educating your neighbors about these known communist names. Let's stay with a known communist instead of the shiny new toy. Well, wishing you all a good weekend, and look forward to seeing you on Monday after three Trump mega MAGA events. So long.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.